Andrew Rennie, Southern FM. Two questions. How far along is Electro-Optic Systems in their plans that you mentioned in discussion? And the satellite utilisation policy, which was introduced right near the end of the Labor government, was it ever followed? And you sort of alluded to its status, but what is its status at the moment?
So I need to be clear that it's not EOS, it's the actual CRC that has the, of which EOS is a member, their end state is to be able to fire a laser to put sufficient pressure on an object in space to move it a little bit. So it's EOS, but you've got to record that correctly as the aim of the Cooperative Research Centre, and it's got three sets of research going on which lead to that final end state. With regard to the satellite utilisation policy, the Abbott and now Turnbull governments haven't disowned the policy, and they have not reviewed it, and they've been happy for it to be, if you will, the default Australian position internationally. However, they don't particularly enjoy it either because it's not theirs. So it's not that there's anything in there that's offensive to either the Abbott or to the Turnbull governments, but because it's not theirs, they don't have full ownership of it. However, if the question were asked by, in particular, an international player, what's your space policy from a civil point of view, they would use the principles in that policy without necessarily claiming ownership of it. We get very petty sometimes when we get to this sort of level, but I guess the point is, as I've been trying to say too, we don't have an articulated national narrative that, if you will, transcends bipartisanship because it's not yet that sufficiently strong, or the issue doesn't have the gravitas that perhaps we would all in this room hope it would achieve at some point. There are some points, though, to make that I think are starting to give us some optimism. There was what was called a community of interest group set up within the Trusted Information Sharing Network of the Attorney General's Department that looks at critical infrastructure in Australia. And we have basically seven critical infrastructure stovepipes: communications, energy, transport, food and agriculture, medicine, finance, and water. I think I've just got the seven. A review or a study that was done just a year ago about those seven stovepipes reveals that five of the seven have a meta dependency on secure and assured access to information from satellites. So you're beginning to see in the Commonwealth now not just interest and concern in defence, not just interest and concern in the communications department looking at spectrum, not just interest and concern in the Bureau of Meteorology, Geosciences Australia, the users. You're now beginning to see a broader conversation around our vulnerabilities and dependencies on secure and assured access to space. And that's agreed across all parties. So you're beginning to see a coalescence of interest, and you're beginning to see these sort of commentaries given more space than they were previously, given more airtime. We need to think really carefully, and we haven't talked about this, the concept of dual-use technologies. You know, I mentioned quickly that my space weapon can be your garbage truck, but that's a sort of a glib way of saying that. We need to think really, really, and of course this has impacts for our exports, because these are sensitive technologies, and so you've got to sort of break... be assured that if we want to export a space widget that we've developed in Australia, it doesn't have any ITAR restriction on it. And even if it doesn't have an ITAR restriction on it, it still may have some technology in there that the Australian government determines we do not want to share more broadly with the open market. So this is hard stuff. And to come to the question up the back about, well, you know, engineers and technicians, that's part of the solution only. If we're going to build an innovation ecosystem in this country, and this is why I salute actually what's happening here at Melbourne University, the people who put this conference together, there are lawyers, there are economic students, there are people around the engineers who are because the engineers have realised they cannot do this themselves, that you've got to build effectively, just like any business, a whole lot of other helpers to bring you into the fold. And this is where Warwick is saying, let's not build the bloody golf course, but let's actually start to play on the fairways. And I think that's a great thing to do. As I've said, personal view, I think the time is not quite ripe yet, but if we seed this properly, that's where you can then bring this through and have the Prime Minister, maybe next year at our space conference, make exactly that sort of announcement. But it's a way of getting there that doesn't scare the horses. That's what I'm interested in.